Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I am Dave Carney. I'm your host and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade PE in Fort Myers, Florida. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So if you listen to the update, I tried to, elaborate on what I want to do on Fridays. Just a quick 5 to 8 minute thing. So, you know, just to leave you with some ideas, some things that I've come across that are some great resources or games or quotes or books or apps or all sorts of stuff. And I still don't know what to call it. Either Five Boomer Friday or Fun Friday or something like that. Five Cowbell Friday is a little too annoying, so I didn't do that. So I want to jump right in. Again, I want to give a quick hitting one for the weekend. And I'd love to hear your quick hitters like this. You know, I want to leave my link as usual or as always in the show notes, supersizephysed.com, and my email. I'd love to hear your kind of quick hitters, just something new and different. I'm always game for just some different stuff. I think it's awesome. It's a way to learn and way to grow and, you know, just get some really neat ideas. So let's get started on the first. I'm going to do my boomers. The first boomer. All right. So number one, I'm going to be doing a podcast soon on fitness testing, and I might do one ahead of time, but I also have a guest that I want to bring on that I think really hit the nail on the head of what I plan on doing in the future. So I'll give you a little quick hitter before that. Check out Dr. Pangrazi. He is very big in the fitness industry and the PE industry, and actually, Jorge Rodriguez did a great interview with him as well on the Supersize Phys Ed, the Global Phys Ed Voxcast. So I'm going to link in the notes his YouTube video about how he feels about fitness testing. And I think that kind of hits it on the head. And I'm not going to go deep into this, but basically saying, you know, fitness testing the way we do it is probably not the way to go. And he says it in different terms than that. So that is number one, fitness testing, Dr. Pangrazi, and that is your first boomer. All right, boomer number two is a game we've been playing this week, or we started playing this week. We played it last year as well. It is from Joey Fyth, thephysicaleducator.com, and I know I say his name a lot, but I've got a lot of good ideas from him. So the game is Star Wars, and check it out on his physicaleducator.com. On his website. It is a really cool game. We are doing with the younger students, foot dribbling and hand dribbling and comparing the two. And this game uses some of those skills from soccer, like the inside of your foot, passing. We're passing hula hoops on the ground and sliding them. And so I feel like it's a good complement to what we're currently learning. So Star Wars is a great game. I'm not going to go into detail, real big detail about it, but I will actually link up his website or maybe even the game in the show notes as well. So the game is Star Wars. Play it. I love Star Wars anyway. So that is number two. All right. Number three, podcasts to listen to. Again, I love podcasts, so I can probably do these every week. One of the podcasts I listened to for a while, and then I kind of got a little kind of stale and I got rid of it and I brought it back, and there's some really good episodes, is Freakonomics Radio, Freakonomics. And it's really well done, very well done podcast as far as the post-production, the editing, all that stuff. But lately, they've been having episodes on creativity and elite athletes and how elite athletes became who they are and how they had a little bit of luck, but a lot of work, of course, hard work and time. And they also go into a specific case study of the San Francisco 49ers and all the changes they made and how they did it. So I really like Freakonomics Radio. I think that's a great podcast to listen to. So check that one out if that's your thing. And, you know, they go into other topics as well. But I really like that, the most recent one. So Freakonomics Radio, go for it. All right, number four, a person that has influenced me quite a bit, and I still consider him a mentor. I love mentors that are like 10 to 15 years younger than me, but still, he is a mentor to me. Jared Robinson, the PE geek, he has taught me so much. He got me into podcasting and just listening to podcasts first. I've learned so much about apps and tech and all this PE stuff from him and met him personally. He's a great guy. Check him out, thepegeek.com and also connectedpe.com. Just tons of resources, tons of ideas, webinars, you know, just all sorts of stuff, and books and downloadable stuff. So check them out. I'm sure most of you who are listening to this probably already have, but as far as people go, people in the PE space goes, he is one of the absolute top dogs. So check him out, Jared Robinson. He is amazing. And your final one for this weekend, a book I absolutely love, and I went back last night and started rereading it, and it gave me some more ideas, is The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle. And I was really big into talent, quote-unquote talent books a couple years ago. I read The Talent Code, and Talent is Overrated, and Outliers has a lot of things about talent versus hard work. Lots of good stuff. There's also a book called Bounce. A lot of similarities, but I really like The Talent Code because he goes into deliberate practice and the 10,000-hour rule, which some of the other books do as well, especially Outliers with the 10,000-hour rule. But some of the case studies I really like. They talk about how hotbeds are formed, which I didn't know what hotbed was, but basically picture like, you know, Florence a couple hundred years ago with, you know, Da Vinci and Michelangelo, and like, how does this happen? It's one little town, basically. And, you know, how do all these Russian tennis players come out of this one little town all of a sudden? And how do, I'm not sure if it was in this book or the other book, but, you know, runners from Kenya always win the, you know, New York City marathons. Like, how does that happen? And it goes into the behind the scenes. You know, people actually went there and really studied as to why these things happen. And as a matter of fact, what I kind of re-remembered or reread for more ideas is I do a unit, or I didn't do last year, but I did the year before, on creativity in PE and how can we be more creative in our thinking, in our, I don't know, like our just our moves in hockey or soccer or whatever. And, you know, how can we make some different things up when these games have been around for hundreds or thousands of years? And they do a couple chapters on, well, one chapter was on the skateboarders, the Z-Boys from the 1970s. And there's a great movie, by the way, called Lords of Dogtown, about that and how these guys just took the skateboarding world by storm and changed the game forever. And, you know, how that happened. It was really neat, actually. A really neat story. I won't give it away. But and then how these Brazilian soccer players always seem to dominate. And this guy went there and found that the game is called futsal, F-U-T-S-A-L. And I'm probably not saying it right, but, you know, it's basically what we talk about with the kids. It's 5-on-5 soccer. And less space, less time, you know, equals more creativity. And that's pretty much a quote from the book, and explains all that. So I really just love that. I don't want to go, again, I'm talking a little bit too much. I'm going over my time, but the book is The Talent Code. Check it out. It is awesome. All right, and that is it for today. I'm going to keep it short. Thank you for listening. That is your 5 Boomer Friday, Fun Friday, whatever you want to call it. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. Love to hear your input and your kind of little stuff that I should be checking out. So take care. Here's a beat for you. You guys are awesome.